Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Watch out, Marjorie Stewart, baby. Looks like Snoop Dogg has a new favorite white lady.
Ooh.
And Method Man had to run it with a box of Kleenex. Wait till you hear this.
Plus, Mike Myers seems like a nice guy, but one DJ might just change your mind.
Oh, well, welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
What you got for us, rat-tat-tat?
Well, y'all, Khloe Kardashian was just minding her little business, describing her workout on IG, but one fan was distracted by her appearance and tried to troll her. The person asked, "Do you miss your old face?"
Oh, wow.
Ooh, but Khloe was not fazed. I would have been like, "What?" She simply replied, "No."
Oh, wow. That's cute, dude.
That was a nice way to handle
that
it.
Was really nice.
That was no. Cute, honey. Yeah. No. So yeah. You ain't going to get no big argument. You ain't going
right.
to act up.
No,
like
I don't miss yeah. it. No. I'm not mad at her response.
All right, baby.
You know, sometimes it's not always an attack. Some people just don't have no social cues and yeah. maybe, like, really meant it. Because, like, you know, there is a before and after.
No, this was shady.
Because somebody would ask me if I miss my old face. Say, honey, yeah, your mama got it.
Ah, dang.
That's what we say.
Your mama?
Your mama got it? I'm so confused.
It's she does look, she does kind of have, like, the witness protection program unlocked, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Or like when they like, you know, someone goes missing, they'd be like, this is what they may look like
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, the artist rendering would never. Okay, all right. Believe it or not, even celebrities get starstruck. And that's what happened when Emilia Clarke, who played the mother of dragons on Game of Thrones, met Snoop D-O-double-G.
Okay.
She shared the moment on the gram and said, "Snoop Doggy Dog, the man, the myth, the legend. When he calls, you come running."
Yes.
And a fan named Sabin C commented, "Mother of dragons with the Lord of the High God." But Snoop got the last laugh, telling Emilia he would protect her eggs any day, in reference to the dragon eggs she acquires in the first episode, as everyone who's been to Westeros knows.
Yes.
Wow. Nice.
What was all that about?
I mean, like, the show has, like, huge cultural appeal, and then Snoop Dogg is Snoop Dogg. He's, like, a whole icon out here.
Right.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. And fun fact, he also provided the smoke for the dragons.
It's fun seeing, like, two celebrity worlds collide that you would never have imagined.
Yeah.
You know? Has there been anyone who's been, like, a fan of yours that is also a celebrity that was, like, kind of shocking to you?
I was shocked, Tanner, that you was a fan of me.
Wow.
Why? Why would you be shocked?
I don't know. I just was shocked. I never thought you would followed my career.
Because he's white with fluffy hair.
He's so funny. I have to say Donnie McClurkin.
Donnie McClurkin?
The gospel singer. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, you know my songs?
Girl, yes.
The church gonna be mad at you.
It was during the time he fell down.
Okay.
Well, speaking of being starstruck, Method Man had a similar experience, but it was a little bit more traumatic for the homie. Now, in the Tonight Show, Meth told Jimmy Fallon about auditioning for a part in the 2016 movie Money Monster, which was directed by Jodie Foster. Mm-hmm. Now, he was all psyched up to read for the producers, but at the last minute, Jodie Foster herself showed up, and check out what happened next.
Wow.
All right, it started off good, because, you know, then I caught a brain fart.
Uh-huh.
From there, I couldn't remember a thing. So it gets worse, though. I start sweating. I have a little mini anxiety attack. Start sweating crazy. So now I'm looking for anything in the room to dry myself off with. The guy has a box of Kleenex.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to dry myself off with the Kleenex. I got paper stuck to my face. All I could think is Jodie Foster thinks I'm like this idiot right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I kindly excused myself and walked out.
Yo, the struggle is real, man. Especially when the paper towels just start kind of just disintegrating, man.
Right.
And you start to look like a notebook, like the black and white joints.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that's like, you know, Method Man, he's been acting since the 90s. Jodie Foster's also been in the game a minute. She's got a couple Oscars. Like, yeah, it can be intimidating.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She was in Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs?
That's where
that
Hannibal
about?
Lecter comes from.
So good.
It was Silence of the Lambs. The lamb chops we had at Brass Party.
Can you hear them, Clarice?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Y'all never gonna let me lay that down.
Yes.
I already feel horrible.
Yes.
Wow. With a nice Chianti.
The Chianti. The fava beans.
Well, it looks like Mike Myers didn't take the teaching of his character to heart on the set of The Love Guru. According to Vancouver radio host Jay Brody, he was fired from the 2008 film after he locked eyes with the Wayne's World star on set. Mm. Take a look.
I'm like, I think that's Mike Myers. And I look down to not look at him because I don't want to get fired. But I realize, like, I can't let just anyone into the trailer. So I look up. I catch his eye for a second. I give him a nod to let him know I'm cool. And then I look away. And within an hour, I get a phone call letting me know that I'm fired and I have to get off set.
Because
I broke this weird rule.
You know where I think you went wrong?
What?
It was that nod. Can I see it again? It's unsettling.
Well, I always think things like this is so foolish.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I look at you?
I understand if, like, you know, the cameras are rolling, you don't want to lock eyes with somebody to throw you out your scene. But, like, you know, sometimes when you just are naturally a people person or, like, you did what you were taught your whole life, like, look people in the eye when you're talking to them.
Yeah,
then you want to be the one exception to the rule, man. Kick rocks barefoot.
Yeah. There's also sometimes, you know, two sides to every story. So it's like he could have been like, yeah, we just locked eyes. But he could have also been maybe acting obnoxious all day long or talking to Mike Myers about, like, weird stuff he didn't want to talk to him about, or, like, how did he make those eyes, you know?
I may have made him feel gay or something. Another man looking straight in the eye, that makes you feel a certain kind
of
way,
that doesn't make anyone feel gay.
It does, because some people don't look at me in the eyes like that, because, you know, it's like your eyes are mesmerizing, and, you know, people don't want you to look at them.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, like when I was playing with your ear yesterday on the stage.
Yeah.
You was tingling inside a little. You was like, stop touching me, Brad.
Yeah. Touching all on my ear.
Like, I was rubbing his ear. He was so, like,
it's kind of like sexual Hulk, you know?
Stop touching me.
You won't like me when I'm horny.
All right, y'all, it's time for
DC Dish Coming.
Now, this story is crazy. So, hedge fund billionaire Israel Englander had to pay his ex-wife more than $1 billion in their divorce settlement after she left him for another woman.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, reportedly, his ex-wife will be receiving $1.49 billion from him after she filed for divorce, ending their 40-year marriage.
Wow. Yeah.
According to a civil lawsuit filed by his ex-wife, she claims she allegedly terrorized her and her new partner and carried out a years-long campaign of duress against them, including having them followed, photographed, and hacking their emails and phones.
Wow.
So what y'all think about this?
Sound like he was in love.
Yeah.
Sound like he didn't want to let go.
He sure didn't have
to. And I'm never one to advocate for, like, you know, like having people pay to be taken out of here, but I would have sent more people after than John Wick if I had that kind of money and had to cough up $1.4 billion.
$4 billion. Yeah. Imagine that payout.
I would act like every pen in my house didn't work as I'm trying to sign these checks. You know what I'm saying? I'm writing it out. Oh, no ink.
That's crazy.
Right. We don't know exactly how much was he worth, though.
Exactly. He had to be worth more than $1.49 billion.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's
that's
not
probably
phased.
A drop in a bucket.
Exactly.
And she can hedge one fund. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you get to reap all the benefits of all of that, and you left him.
Okay, exactly. So it's saying, it just said that he's worth $11 billion.
Oh,
he only gave just over 10%.
That's what I was saying, is a drop in the bucket.
Oh, he good.
Of them billies? Come on.
All okay, right. Well, what would you do with the $1.4 billion, Tanner?
Oh, my gosh, Tamar, $1.4 billion. Let me tell you, I'm buying an island so fast. I'm buying an island. I'm, like, building a house on that. I'm buying a boat to ride around my island. That's mostly island
you gotta
stuff.
You got to eat.
Yeah. I'll hire a chef to come out and hang out on my island. What do you? What else would y'all do with a billion?
It's not going
to
last that long. A billion not going to
really?
Last.
Really? Come on now. Don't ruin that for me.
If it was my ass, honey, I'd be so glad, honey. I'd get rid of the bastard I just left with. Now you can go. Now I got the money, bitch.
Hey.
I keep my money for myself.
Yeah.
Up next, honey, Drew Barrymore had a very hot educational moment on her show. Mm. We'll explain after the break.
Not a hot one.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler stopped by the Drew Barrymore show, and they got to experience Drew having what she thinks were her first menopausal hot flashes, y'all. Check it out.
I'm so hot. I think I'm having one of my first perimenopause hot flashes. For the first time, I think I'm having my first hot flash.
Oh, that's such, I feel so honored.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Do you feel this?
Oh, I do.
It's a really hot
internal
body.
Heat.
Or maybe I'm just that excited.
I think you're that excited.
Y'all are the people's champs. You know what I'm saying? Between like carrying children and then like getting attacked monthly. And then the hot flashes. Y'all deal with a lot, man. We salute y'all.
Women are miracles.
Yeah. They don't treat them like one, though, but yeah.
Hey, what's some one thing that's happened to you guys that made you realize you're getting older?
I think sometimes, like, you know, like, waking up with just mystery pains.
Yeah, mystery pains.
I could jog in my sleep and wake up with a swollen ankle. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, man. Yeah. It's frustrating.
Yeah. You know what it is for me? Holding things back, like, when you're trying to read.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We used to talk about our moms when they did that. Baby. Like, you can't see that. Now we'd be like.
I've gotten to the point where if I'm at a restaurant at night, I can't even read the menu. I just, like, pretend that I know what I'm looking at. And I'm like, what would you recommend? I got no idea.
I'll take this shape right here.
Right. I can't read menu. What's good here?
I had to take a candle one night, like I was in the 1800s. Yeah. And hold it up to the menu, like, oh, yeah.
I'll break out the flashlight on my phone to look at a menu, and I'm lit up the whole place.
Yeah, you know? The trick is take a screenshot of it.
Ooh.
And then you can blow it up.
Dish Nation cheat code.
Yes. Oh. Be like, somebody called me. Be like, I have the escargot.
Yo, Brad, I'm 100% doing that.
Hell yeah.
That's great. All right, y'all, moving on. Bachelor Nation's Ali Fedotowsky was recently on the Women on Top podcast when she shared her worst red carpet experience while interviewing celebrities. Ali said her first time as an E! News correspondent, Jake Gyllenhaal shows up and she asks him, who'd you bring tonight? Like, for a date, who's your date tonight? Well, Jake looked at her and says, bye-bye, and walks away. This made Ali cry, but she later saw him doing the same thing to another correspondent when she said, if you don't get an Oscar for this film, those tattoos totally should, because he was tatted up for the film.
He probably won't be bothered with this. That's why I told him bye.
And not everybody wants their, like, you know, love life put out there on Front Street. Granted, that might be a date, but maybe, like, you know, she off to the side and don't want to be on camera.
Yeah. It's also, you got to think, too, if you're Jake Gyllenhaal, this is your big movie or your big album or your artistic creation, whatever it is, and somebody up here talking about, like, who's your date? Are those tattoos real?
Oh, my God, that would irritate my life.
Child, you say bye to me, I'm gonna be like bye to you too, bitch.
Bye, girl, fly, girl.
Sayonara, encore, adios. Right. Ciao. All the goodbyes I can think of. Arigato.
Leave it there, chick.
Okay.
Peace in the Middle East. Okay. All day.
Peace in the Middle East.
Audi 5000.
Okay.
You ever hit him with a TTFN? A ta-ta for now.
What do Brad Pitt, Katie Holmes, and Lionel Richie have in common? They are on this week's game, y'all. Ooh. Let's see who wins this week after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back, and it's time to play The Year Is Right. It is super simple, y'all. I'll tell you a story that broke this week, and you'll have to guess what year the event talked about and the story went down. Now, whoever gets closer without going over the year wins. Headcrack and Tamar will be Team A, and Tanner and Gary will be Team B. Got it?
Good.
Y'all good?
Yes.
All right, let's play The Year Is Right. Okay, y'all. Brad Pitt sold an estate he's owned for a long, long time. Sources say he sold it for $39 million, but he bought it from Elvira, a.k.a. Cassandra Peterson, for $1.7 million back in what year?
Ooh.
Okay, now, while y'all thinking right, I'm going to give you a few more clues.
Okay, clues.
Angelina Jolie and their kids lived there for years, but they were not together when Brad bought it.
Understood.
It was built in 1910 by an oil baron. It's also the place where Jimi Hendrix wrote, May This Be Love.
See, you threw a bunch of extra dates in there to complicate us, but...
May This Be Love. Also, I just really like the idea of Brad Pitt buying a house from Elvira. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I'll let y'all know when to show it. Y'all ready? Let's see.
1998.
I'm gonna go with 96.
Woo!
I'm gonna go with 96.
Okay.
The year was 1994!
Oh!
You both win. went over.
We went over.
Yeah. Y'all were the closest, yeah.
Yep. Okay, so Team A here have zero, and Team B have zero. Right.
Good.
The next one is Katie Holmes revealed that her daughter, 16-year-old Suri Cruz, has seen Dawson's Creek and said it's wild to have a daughter who's almost the same age as she was when she began the series. Ooh. What year did Dawson's Creek premiere, y'all?
Oh, hold up. I should know this.
Was that the show that had the shirt?
I don't want to win.
This is definitely white people trivia.
Now, while y'all think about it, here are some clues. This is the year that Katie was dating Dawson's Creek co-star Joshua Jackson. The search engine Google was found this year also. Mm. And the Beastie Boys were named one of the most popular bands of the year.
Oh, yeah. Licensing it ill. Huh?
All right. 3, 2, 1. Reveal.
Let's go.
96, baby.
What's yours say?
98.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh, the answer is 1998.
Intergalactic album. Intergalactic's dope as hell.
Yep.
Also, Headcrack's secretly a huge Dawson's Creek fan.
Now, this is the last one, and it's worth 3 points.
All right.
So both teams can still win or wipe the other one out.
Okay.
Tamar, you're going to love this one. It sounds like Lionel Richie got that mediocre.
Ow. Okay.
Because he recently said at the age of 73 years old, he can no longer give this to his woman.
Ooh.
And all night long.
Okay.
The singer admitted he's lucky if he can go 15 minutes. What year was Lionel's hit song released all night long? Here's some clues while you ponder, okay? The song was released a year and a half after Nicole Richie was born. The name of that album that the single is on is called Can't Slow Down.
Apparently you can.
Apparently.
Apparently you better confident.
What you think?
I feel pretty good about it.
Are y'all ready?
No.
Y'all taking too much time over there.
I don't let you do it.
All right, and 3, 2, 1. What is it?
1984.
And what's yours say? Ooh, 1993! Oh, yeah!
We had 83.
And it looks like the winner is Team A! Headcrack and Tamar, do you have any winning words to give?
I gotta say, I knew the year of that album because, like, my dad would listen to it when he'd go buy weed with me in the car. So, Love Would Find a Way was also on that same album.
Yeah.
And I had it, and we changed it.
Tamar, any winning words?
I'd just like to say I'm grateful for my partner. He's so smart.
He ain't that damn smart.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yay! Well, thanks, y'all, for playing. The year is right. After the break, we have a Dish Is It. And, fellas, it might make you think twice about catcalling. Be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, y'all, so
Dish Is It!
Now, if you're someone who wolf whistles or cat calls to catch someone's eye, baby, you're about to get locked up. They won't let me out. So the UK government has proposed a new bill that will reportedly make wolf whistling an offense to call intentional harassment, alarm, or distress.
Good.
What? To a person within a public space and could lead to a maximum of 2 years in prison.
Two years?
Are you serious?
That ain't long enough.
That's what I was
right
there?
To say. That's a lot, y'all. Yeah. Hey, girl, come here. That's a lot.
Do y'all really deal with that much in, like, your regular life?
I think it's a compliment.
Really?
Yeah, it's a compliment, but still, it's offensive because if you're doing that to me or a woman and she with her man, honey, that man might want to fight you.
This is England, so they're not like, hey, girl, hey, shorty, you got a fat ass. No, they're probably coming like, hello, top of the morning, cheerio, you looking lovely tonight. You know?
Well, that's quite friendly.
That's a cat call.
Gary, what do you do when guys cat call you? That's got to happen all the time.
I wish they did. Nobody cat call
they
me.
They don't?
No.
Not even a roo roo.
He don't go nowhere.
I was just told the other day, they said, you ain't got no ass.
Really? Out in the wild?
Oh, wow.
Ass ain't the most important thing.
But that's what they see when I walk by, but it's just flat.
I think in his division.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.